Have you ever been at a sporting event and listened to a dad yelling and screaming at his child running around that soccer field? And it's not an encouraging yelling and screaming. He's just trying to push that child further by demeaning the child and doesn't realize it. Wow, the damage that's done there. We need to be the encouragers in the life of our children.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. Does it really damage the child that much if you're screaming on the sideline? I mean, I've seen it. I have seen my share of soccer games, and I have seen those dads, even moms, I mean, even borderline cursing at their children because they're not performing right. But
you tell me about the American female. I'm going to tell you about the American male. The American male from boyhood on waits to hear his dad say, I'm proud of you.
Really?
And it's such a motivator. Yeah, I think Promise Keepers built a ministry off of men whose dad hadn't said they were proud of him yet. I remember going to my dad with my first book, trying to hear him say, I'm proud of you. And I think the American little girl lives to hear her dad say, you're precious and valuable.
Mm-hmm.
You're
special.
My princess. You're special. Yeah. And for a boy, I remember the time that I beat my dad in ping pong. And I remember the time Roby beat me in ping pong up at Taylor University. And it was just kind of a hilarious moment. Our parents are supposed to be our greatest fans no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, showing up on the sidelines where Roby played soccer at Westminster Academy and showing up there and vowing, I will only say positives from the sidelines. And it's pretty easy because I didn't know anything about soccer, so I could just yell and scream and cheer. And having him give me a card with every kid's number and name so I could cheer for them.
Mm.
And watching them when I would be late to a game, where were you? You know, Dr. Barnes, where were you? Yeah. And it's just so valuable for a kid to hear, I'm proud of you. That was awesome. That was unbelievable. But, you know, that's not just kids. We did a download on a meeting here on an event we recently did, and I looked across the table in a room of six of us and said to the lead person, it's called the target on their back, the person who was in charge, and we all worked for them at this event, and said to him, you did an awesome job at this event.
Mm.
I mean, I went through this, and this, and just watching him kind of look down at the table and realize, wow, I'm not sure he's had a lot of people say that to him. I want my children to see my mouth. It will be corrective, but the most excited and passionate I'll get is when they're doing an awesome, awesome, awesome job.
I've just seen, though, a lot of parents who get angry, I'm paying for this, why aren't you trying hard enough? And thinking that they're screaming and they're yelling, or they categorize
they're motivating the child.
Well, right. They think they're motivating them to do better. And you say, oh, it's just sports. But what's connecting in the mind of the parent is okay. But if they learn how to push themselves, and which is what I'm trying to get them to do, they'll do it in school, they'll do it in life and all that. That's the thinking that's going on in their head.
Yelling and screaming won't motivate me to do anything. It'll just make me fear you. That's all it will.
Unfortunately, that's true.
Yeah, it'll motivate me for a little bit, but I tell you what, I will work hard for somebody who believes in me.
Mm-hmm.
The man who hired me, Bill Billingsley, believed in me when nobody else did. And when I knew he believed in me, and he never needed to give me harsh lectures here at Sheridan House back in the late 70s, he believed in me and he encouraged me, and it just made me want to work that much harder. And he slowly handed me off to God in that area. I want my children to realize I am on your team.
Mm-hmm.
I am all about you. And I will correct that behavior because of that.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't at you. This is for you. This was your responsibility and you didn't get it done. I know you don't know that now. And I know you don't believe that now, but when you're in your 20s and you'll remember that phrase, this isn't at you, this is for you,
mm-hmm.
but I am all in on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was Roby saying to me the other day when I listened to download one of his sermons and called him and said, I want you to know this whole sermon series you're doing is absolutely astounding. In fact, I may want to use it in the church I'm at now. It's unbelievable. And I hear this silence. It was interesting. And I said, what do you think? And he says, well, part of me is ecstatic. And the other part is, well, you like everything I do, Dad. You know, everything I do, you think is great.
Oh, so that's the other side.
Yeah,
you've been such a cheerleader.
Yeah, but you know what, Rob? You excel. You go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing with my children. If I am cheering them, they're not afraid to risk bigger and better. If I am ridiculing them, why wouldn't they stay in their comfort? Why would they ever try to do something that they're going to fail at? Why would they try a new sport for the very first time?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't take that ridicule, Dad. I've worked so hard to be good in this. Why would I try that?
Mm-hmm.
If I am a constant critic and I'm yelling and screaming negatives, then you've got that child that's just going to stay safe. I grew up in a home of a yeller, a home of a perfectionist. perfectionist. And I got to tell you, it actually motivated me just to be in his face to do better. But I think at least two of the, well, I had two stepsisters. I think at least two of the siblings, it destroyed them. Mm. And they never reached all they could be ever because of the constant ridicule.
What if you do, though, have that child, you know they can get better grades. This is a brilliant kid that's just not working hard enough.
Yelling is not going to motivate him to get better grades.
But then you try to be even like strong and you notice that you're straining the relationship with your child. But at the end of the day, you're like, man, I really just want this child to genuinely want better for themselves and they're not getting it.
Okay, you said so much in that. I want this child to want better for themselves, not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Better for themselves. That's the first thing we got to look at. Why am I pushing this child? Is this for me, mom? Because grades are so important to mom. I want this child to do better for themselves. So I want this child to self-motivate.
Right.
Well, you self-motivate when someone believes in you rather than the fear of ridicule. I will put some parameters in that child's life. Let me tell you how it works here at Sheridan House. When you come here at Sheridan House, we don't really care about your grades. Jason is a perfect example. Jason came to us here at Sheridan House. And had horrible grades.
You don't care about the grades.
And I don't care about the grades. I care about the effort. I want to say that again. It's real important. But we do care about how you behave in school. And we put a child on a daily school report. And it gives us a note from a teacher that can check boxes from every teacher every day in middle school. And they have to come in the door with it. If you lose that note when we pick you up and you don't have it in all five children's homes, you lose that note. The CIA confiscated it. A wolf ate it. Whatever it is, you're going to wash windows this afternoon. So you will bring that note home. Son, this is like $100 bill I'm giving you in the morning. And if you can bring it back to me, autographed by every teacher, you get to keep the $100 bill. So I know you can do this. And everybody has to learn by washing windows. And so you bring that note.
What's on the note?
Respect in class on time, homework done, and paying attention in class.
Okay.
That's it. Effort. It's a note.
And they grade kids on effort these days anyway.
Anybody can do this note and succeed at it. And watching, especially this one child, watching this Jason child go from all Fs and then all of a sudden forgetting the note. And yes, he was here a little longer than most kids. And he finished making all A's and left us in eighth grade making all A's and graduated still making all A's and got a full ride to a major university. End of the day here, he would not have finished high school if not for that. But he began to believe in himself, not because we yelled and screamed, but because we have a consequence that doesn't include relationship. We didn't yell and scream. You come home without the note, you work. You come home with some low scores in some of these things, you work. You come home with all these things checked off 5 days in a row, and you only have to do it once a week. Now, we're not on a daily, we're on a weekly. And once a week, and that week, you mess up again, we're back to a daily. And when you've done a weekly for a long period of time, we're at a monthly. And all of a sudden, you're getting it. We're all in. You have a step back. That's okay. It's not a big deal. We're back to a daily. You chose to go back to a daily. Subconsciously, you were saying, I need a daily report. And we're cheering and we're yelling and it's awesome. It's incredible, but we're not demeaning. And when you do a great run, we're taking you out for ice cream, or one of the behavior specialists goes over during school and just, you know, takes him out for lunch. Whatever it is. Everybody can't do what we do, but everybody can do something. Reward effort. Don't reward the end of the day performance. If you've got a child that is bogged down, you know they can do better in school, I think you need to meet with a teacher and then you find out why they're bogged down. Is there something we need to do? Yeah, they're just not turning in their homework. Then we grade them in our home on turning in your homework. Turn in your homework. Totally completed, turn in your homework. When you don't turn in your homework, I've got an extra academic assignment. I photocopied all your times tables or your spelling words or whatever. You're going to start with that, and then you're going to do your homework. You could avoid all this by doing your homework, turning in your homework. Son, all I need is effort here. And watching that effort all of a sudden take these kids. We actually had a reporter come and say that we did a background on your kids there at Sheridan House, and they come from all the middle schools in the bottom three counties of Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County, and they're making horrible grades, and they get here, and all of a sudden they're making A's and B's. What are you doing with these kids? And he actually said, are you medicating them for ADD, ADH? What are you doing? And I said, you know, with these kids specifically, we're cheering, and when they're not making any effort at all, they are washing some windows or cutting some grass. But we're cheering for the right things. Mm-hmm. This is, wow, Jason, this daily report is absolutely awesome, man. Everybody wants to hear somebody say that. That's the Italian we talked about yesterday, getting jacked over effort. But some kids feel they're so set up they can't win. Wait a minute, mom. So I have to be perfect all the time. Your goal for me is all A's. perfect all the time. That's your goal for me. Mom, you're not perfect all the time. If I graded you as mom, you wouldn't get all A's. Our kids are so set up where we want them to be perfect soccer, perfect in school, perfect at church, perfect in this, perfect in that.
It's exhausting.
Oh, they can't do it. And especially girls, let me tell you. There's a lot more stress on girls. At least boys, if you excel in one thing. But we want our little girls to be perfect in everything. No wonder they can't wait to get off to college.
Right.
Where I can just exhale a little bit and be a kid.
Mm. What happens though when you have already a strained relationship? You have been yelling, or you know what? Your kid doesn't even want to hang out with you, doesn't want to be with you anymore. They don't care about grades. Nothing is working. How do you begin to get that relationship back with that child and even just have fun with them a little bit?
I think you have to decide that it's important. And when you decide that it's important, then you have to decide it's really, really important, because it's very hard to share your life and your faith with someone who can't stand being around you. Mm-hmm. I think you have to decide what happened to get us here. What did I do to get us here?
And sometimes it could be you overdid it with discipline.
Absolutely.
Can you overdo it with discipline?
You can overdo it with
rules and rules and rules and everything.
Because the rules are just the boundaries, the sidelines, the mm-hmm. rules. The discipline is the sidelines so you can jump on the field and have fun. But we forget to jump on the field and have fun. We're just focusing on the rules. We set on the rules so we can get on with life ourselves. I've got to stop and I've got to say, you know what? I've made a mistake. You and I are going to Disney for the weekend or wherever.
That made me smile. That would be good for any kid, you know?
Well, yeah, I'm using the trip to say in the hotel that night, I want you to know today at the park was a great time. Even though maybe there was an argument over the park, can we do this? It was a great time. I have made a mistake. I have pushed in all the wrong areas. I love you and I'm asking you to forgive me. Now, some parents have a very hard time with that statement. It is worth that statement. That child will never forget that.
Yeah.
I love you. Will you forgive me? I want to start over. I have pushed you too hard in some areas. I've yelled and screamed. I don't ever want to do that again. I'm asking you to hold me accountable. And here's what we're going to do. I love you enough to hold you accountable for effort to do the best you can. Mm-hmm. You need to love me enough and us enough to hold me accountable to not yell and scream. When I yell and scream, I'm going to write you a note of apology or whatever. I want us back on track. And that child, you expect that child to buy in from that? Their whole life has been maybe pain in this relationship, feeling rejection in this relationship, feeling never to be enough for you to love me. I feel our love is dependent on my behavior, being a good kid, making good grades, kicking a soccer goal. Why can't you be like so-and-so, your big brother who does everything right? You know, you never said it, but I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And so just the trip and just the apology, nah, that's the beginning. And I need to pursue that child and pursue that child and pursue that child. It's like the salesman who knows there's a $1 million contract in there somewhere if I go after it hard enough. This is a gazillion dollar effort here to do that and say, hey, Thursday night's our night. Well, Dad, okay, you want to switch it to Friday night? I thought you and Mom were going out. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that the child is more important than the marriage, but I've lost this child mm-hmm. and I've got just a little time, so I need to get it on surge. I need to go after this thing and develop the relationship. And that means I need to listen. I need mm-hmm. to close my mouth and listen. And it may be that that child is really into fishing off the canal or whatever, and you're not. I need to jump into that child's world. I remember a friend, and I'll close with this. I remember a friend named Harry McKelvin, who used to have the most perfect lawn. And all of a sudden, Harry got into photography, which kind of blew me away. He was an engineer. And I remember asking him, I was kind of making fun of his lawn, because now his lawn's finally like mine. And I said, man, what happened to your lawn? He said, you know, I used to be raising a lawn. Now I'm raising a son.
Wow.
My son got into photography, and I realized I'm spending more time on this picture-perfect thing. I want to spend time with my son. So we're doing photography together. And you know what's cool, Bob? He's even teaching me about photography.
Awesome.
Jump into their world. Your child desperately needs you, but they need you to stop yelling and they need you to stop being totally performance oriented. They need relationship.
And that's what we've been talking about this whole week, not using relationship as a consequence for disciplining your child, but how to discipline them enough so you can have that deep relationship. And we hope you've enjoyed this series. You can share this series with your friends. Find it online. You can listen to it 24/7 at parentingtoday.org. Even sign up for the daily blog that you can get in your email box every day. parentingtoday.org. If you want to find some more parenting resources, even resources on marriage, you can find that online at Sheridan House Family Ministries website. It's shfm.org, short for Sheridan House Family Ministries, where you'll find a lot of stuff over there, even support the ministry too. Again, that's shfm.org. And we hope you'll join us next week for another topic here on Parenting Today.